From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suspect apprehended in police shootout.
So a lot of technology involved in this, but a lot of good old-fashioned police work, too. I mean, between the FBI and the NYPD, the members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, this is a pretty quick turnaround.
New York Police Commissioner James P. O'Neill reflecting on the apprehension of a man who'd been caught by police in connection with bombings in New York and New Jersey on Saturday. That man is now in custody following what has been described as a shootout with police. Law enforcement officials say 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami was detained in Linden, New Jersey, late Monday morning. CNN showed video of a man it said was Rahami, conscious and on a stretcher with what appeared to be a bloodied right shoulder. Two police officers and Rahami sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Police were searching for anyone linked to four explosives-related incidents in the last 3 days. Assistant FBI Director William Sweeney said Rahami had not been on police radar.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. That was the allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
As Mayor Bill de Blasio and said Rahami is the sole person believed to be involved in the New Jersey and New York explosions.
No other individual we're looking for at this point in time, and that's very important to answer your question. Second, vigilance is called for. And it's very, very important if people see anything unusual, particularly an unattended package, that they report it immediately. Call it in or find a law enforcement officer. So I think Commissioner's exactly right. We are very, very appreciative for all the men and women who did this work to get this suspect, but we want to remain vigilant.
This is VOA.